for the mace. Now the shaila, if the barrel is on top of the mace, the barrel should be in oil. Hashava, it's covering the mace, it should have a tumas oil on it or not. The gigas duka, but it was cracked. The barrel was cracked. Munacha sagabin on top of the barrel. Now upokuku es samor betfiyach. Now the mice was, you have this alleyway, like we're saying, there are two houses, and in between. Now the mace was here in between. Now there were windows in the house. So as soon as they heard that the person died, they stuffed up the window in the house. Because they're afraid maybe the tumor would not v'kas go straight up. But if you have an oil, if you have a covering on top of the mace, that keeps the tumor down there, can't go up. The tumor can't go up, the locker is, the tumor can spread aside. So if there are holes here, if there are windows here, the tumor will go inside the house. So even though there was a gigas, a barrel on top of the tumor, they were afraid. Maybe the barrel, even though it had a crack, maybe it wasn't cracked the tefach. If it wasn't cracked the tefach, it's called you have a good covering on top of the mace, you have an oil on top of the mace, that keeps the tumor down there. But down there, it will spread aside. So if there's a window on the side of the house here, so right away they went fast to cover up the window. They stuffed it up with a klicheres. That was the mace. Upokku es hamor betefiach. Right away they covered up the window with an earthly kli. Of course, an earthly kli is not makabel tumah migabo, so it wouldn't let the tumah come in. Now there's a pitcher on top there, so they want to know the halacha, is this pitcher called an oil or not? Because it's a cracked pitcher, it has a hole in the pitcher. So if the hole is a tefach wide, it's not called an oil, and the tumah's vakas goes straight up. If the tumah goes straight up, then they don't have to worry about closing up the windows. Then they can take out the stopper, because the tumah wouldn't go into the window, the tumah goes straight up. So that was the suffix. Is there an oil here or not? So first, not to take chances right away, they closed up the window. After they closed up the window, the kosheres hanakida, then they took this pot, marshmallow was exactly a tefach wide, the garment, they wrapped it around with string, and that's the way they knew it was exactly a tefach, laid that to know, im yesham begigas pasech tefach imlav. They wanted to measure now to know the crack in this barrel that's on top of the mace, is this barrel an oil ha-mace or not? If it has a crack in the barrel the size of a tefach, so the tumah goes straight up, there's not called an oil here, so then we don't have to worry about the windows inside of the house. So the tumah is not going to creep into the house, the tumah goes straight up. It's only when you have an oil on top of the mace, then we say since the tumah can't go up, it starts to go sideways. So that was the mice that they did on Shabbos. It was negayah to Hilchos Tumah, it was negayah to a mitzvah. You want to know if the kelim inside are tummy or not tummy. So negayah to a mitzvah, that's why they're allowed to do these three things. They're allowed to measure, they're allowed to tie up, and they're allowed to poke, and you're allowed to close up the window on Shabbos. See Rashi, the gigas duka menachas agabus, the yameis muta dukati, the mace was in this alleyway, tachas agigas, underneath the barrel, kineger asedik, right underneath the crack, ulefnei mois hameis, right before the person died, pokukul b'shabbat samor b'tfiach, right away they were scared he's going to die, so right away they covered up the windows fast with this klicheres. Shema ain't besedik agigas, why they cover up the windows? Because maybe the barrel doesn't have a slit or sedik of a tefach. Pasech tefach. V'nim tzaha meis muta b'yoyim. If there's no pasech tefach, there's no crack in the barrel, that's called the good oil on top. Shein le mokim lotzeis. Derech maila. Then the tumah can't shoot up, because the oil stops it. V'choizer shebein shnei habatim. The locher is then, the tumah goes back down, and starts creeping in between the two houses. Machnes es atum letzad shnei sheini v'moli yegwet. It goes into the shear of a handful. Lefikach tzasmul b'klicheris. There's any hole in the windows, a fistful, then the tumah goes inside it. So they noticed there was a window there on the side of the wall. So first thing, they went to stuff up the window. No, that's Rashi said before he died. Rashi starts off saying, Lefnei Moisameis, that Rashi. Before the person died, right away, they stuffed up the window. Then they went to check out the top, the gigas, to see if it's a Seh Tefach or not. Yeah. And the outside of the klicheres is towards the alleyway. Klicheres is not makabel tumah from the outside. Therefore, it was chaytzes that kept the tumah outside. The tumah couldn't come in. The kashrul makida she rechava tevach. Then they tied up this pitcher or pot, whatever it was, a klicheres that was exactly tefach wide. The gami leda in tachnes besedek hagigas. They want to then lower this down to see if it goes in between the crack and the gigas. That's what we have up shot here. All right, we'll stop here.
Here, the last Gemara. Ula ikloi levei Resh Galusa. Ula went to visit by Resh Galusa. Chazayu l'rabba bar Rav Huna. He saw Rabba bar Rav Huna The Yosef, he was sitting. The Uno de Maya, he was sitting. Rashi begigas malaya mayim. He was sitting in a barrel full of water. He was like taking a bath. The Moshachlei, and he was measuring it on Shabbos. Omalei, so Ula told him, Ei modi amri rabbonin. When does the rabbonin say you're allowed to measure something on Shabbos? Medida de mitzvah. Only if you're measuring something shal mitzvah, like we have before, either to measure a mikvah, to see if the mikvah is kosher or not, or else to measure the size of a hole, the crack in the gigas, if it's pasach tefach or not, if it's a tefach wide or not, because it's also negayah to dinim, to mitzvahs. It's negayah if the tumah goes up, if the tyrus, if you're allowed to eat tyrus there or not, it's negayah talochis. Therefore, you're allowed to measure it. But the lav mitzvah miyomer, if you're not doing your medida shel mitzvah, stop measuring something, like here we stop measuring the bath to see how big it is that mutter? It's also to do a medida. And the reason why it's also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is because it's called an uvdu duchel. It's called something you do on the weekday, the Rabbanan don't want you to do it on Shabbos. Even though it's not a real shavus, it's not a real isim the Rabbanan, because something that's awesome the Rabbanan, we don't find the Rabbanan wamate mishum mitzvah. If it's a real shavus, even a mitzvah, it's still awesome. Here the pshat is, it's awesome mishum uvdu duchel. It looks like you're doing a weekday thing. The Rabbanan don't want you to do it, it's awesome the Rabbanan. But here the Rabbanan will make all, if you're doing it, the tzorach mitzvah, it's mutter. But only the tzorach mitzvah. Hu adin aloch, it's brought down, if you want to measure, l'moshal, to take your temperature, to see if you're sick or not, that's also mutter. Even though you're measuring, because the medida, to keep yourself healthy, that's also called like a mitzvah. Because there's a mitzvah, because refuah saguf is also a mitzvah, to take care of yourself. You're not allowed to take a refuah on Shabbos. There's a gezerim mishum schikas samamonim. The Torah said that's only when you take a refuah. Sheesh by mamash, you're taking some type of refuah. You're drinking something, or taking a seif, or taking some type of an eichel. But here, just taking your temperature, it's not called a refuah. It's only called the medida you're measuring. And since it's a measuring which is nageir to a mitzvah of taking care of yourself, it's mutter to measure your temperature and take your temperature on Shabbos. But here, just to measure the barrels, it had no purpose, it's no mitzvah. Or Malahi answered back, Misasek Bialma no. That means that Rashi, Misasek means Shlelet Sarech El Yisuke Bialma. I have no real purpose in measuring. I'm not really measuring it to know it. Like I have nothing to do now. Stam Misasek. And Misasek is not called a Maisa. It's not called like he really made a Medida. It didn't mean anything to Medida. So it's just like playing around. So playing around, it's Mutter. It's when is it awesome? Mishum Uvdu Duchoyol, doing a weekday thing, if you're measuring, to know the measuring. You want to know the measure of the thing. That's awesome with the Rabbonin. If you stop doing it, stop like you're playing around, you stop being mesasek, that's mutter. Trashy mesasek, shlel itzorich, elo liyasuke biyam, stop, you're not even just playing, so playing it's mutter. Yeah. Hadrin alecha mishehechshech, osliko lo, mesechta Shabbos.